say now is going to be recorded.
Do me a favor, put that chair back.
My wife? What's this weekend? Yes, indeed. Was I going to do this Sunday? Nothing, right?
Mondays. I'm saying you're limited.
Yeah, I'm saying. I was going to mow my lawn. I'm going to go Matzah Shabbos.
Oh my gosh.
No. Stay overnight.
I'm saying,
what's the difference? No problem. You don't have to drive both ways on the same day.
I went to Allentown last night. I stayed in the hotel.
I was going to say, what do you go to Allentown for?
No,
you mean it's on the way?
It's either that way. Right. Because otherwise, you stay in the hotel and then go to Scranton for it that way.
Right.
So it's like, you know what?
Guilty. Like I said, I think I spoke to him a few weeks ago. The conversation didn't come up.
Okay, we'll do some of the halachis of Nidrei Mitzvah. We'll try to go through as many cases as we can about saying you're going to do a mitzvah, being machshava that you'll do a mitzvah, and minhagim, if you did it three times. Try to go through some of the things. So, okay, start with minakal kavod. The first shaila. If a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, right? Or mashal, he says, I'm going to right now learn for an hour, right? Or he says, I'm going to do this achnas orchim, or whatever mitzvah he says he's going to do. So does he have to keep his word? So this is a Gemara in Nedarim where it says that if a person says, Akum ve'eshne, right, I'm going to get up 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever, 4 o'clock, I don't know all these hours, I'm not used to, but yeah, then he has to do what he said. And it's an eder. So now there's a three-way machloikes what level neder it is. The tour in Siman Reish Yud Gimel says it's a neder gomer. The Shulchan Aruch changed the language and says ke'ilu nodar. And the Birkei Yosef is already masber. He found the ksav yad from a Kaddish Echad who explained that the Torah is saying it's a full neder mamish. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying it's not mamish, a full neder. It's only a chiv to keep your word, but not a full netter. Beir hadvarim is that it's really a machlekes right on the page there on the different mefarshim. The Ran says that this can't be a real netter, because a real netter is, we know, it's a cheftza, right? When you say, like, this thing is usher for me to eat, not to be makabel that you're going to do it. But how come you have to keep your word? Because we have a drasha. We darshan that if you're out of your mouth, you say you're going to give tzedakah, you have an essay to keep what you say. And the same thing for any other bar mitzvah. Tzedakah is just an example.
It's
and
only a bit for if you say it.
If you
think it.
Oh, well, that's in stage two. Now we're on saying, right. Now we're just up to saying. So if you say you're going to do any mitzvah, it says right there in the Ramah, Lehedya, Buhadin Kol HaMitzvahs, any mitzvah, when you learn out from Beficha, Tzedakah is just an example. It's any mitzvah, so it's an essay. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, that's why he says, not like Mamish, a real netter where you have Bayachal Devaroy and everything. And then you have the Tur, who said it's a netter gomer, because the Tur Paskin's like the Rashba over there, that Beficha teaches us that it's a regular netter. That even though, usually, in order to be a netter, you need an iser cheftza, you need a... But when it comes to mitzvahs, it's considered a full neder just by saying the thing that you're going to do. And about 2 years ago, must be, Mata is 2 years ago, we said the shita of the goin is mashma, it's hard to be sure 100%, but it looks like the goin holds loikazev a loikazet. You're not over, not a loisase. You're not even over the asay of beficha. Why? I, beficha zu tzedakah. Because he holds that it's taka only tzedakah. It's not all the other mitzvahs. I was a svar in that. Why is tzedakah yachsin more than any other mitzvah? So you have a very important Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs essay, I think I wrote down which one it is, Tzadi Dalet.
When the
Gaon
says
tzedakah,
it's talking about literally only mammon?
You mean if you're going to donate an object?
I want to be machnis areach to
someone. A machnis areach.
I'll
tell you what the Ramban says, and then you can figure out from there. From the Ramban says, I wrote down his lashon in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that this pasuk that's saying over here, "Moitzus Osecha Asher Nodarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nedava Beficha," is including "Ma She'Odom Mechayev Nafshoy," anything you're obligating yourself, "Loseis L'Shem HaKel Yisbarach," to give, to donate for the sake of Hashem. Whether it might be a carbon, like a neder or an edava, or if you're giving anything to anyone, because of a mitzvah, meaning like tzedakah, or maybe might be also maybe if you're like giving him your house, like to use. In other words, this is a pasuk that says that any time you make a neder to give something, you have to keep your word. So memela, tzedakah is included, but let's say learning. It's not part of this pasuk. You're not giving anything. So memela. So the goyin holds that this pasuk doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. And it's just a chiv, because the Gemara in the Darim writes there that we find the pasuk in Navi that Hashem said that you should come early to this mountain, and I forget what Navi it was. He did it. So you see, you're supposed to do it. But it's not a neder d'oraisa. Okay? So, sach hakol, what did we just come out now? If a person says, I'm going to learn for an hour, according to the tour, he will be over a lav of bal yachol dvor if he doesn't keep his word. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he's mechuyiv mitam esay to keep his word. According to the goyin, it's just the chiyiv midirei novi. Okay, so that is the end of section one. Midvar Sheket Tircha Midairaisa is only in two things. First of all, only if you lied when you said it. In other words, if you say something and then later you back out, no one could. You're not a liar. You're very truthful. You say, "I'm not doing it now. I changed my mind." So you know. And also, most shitas hold that the real derais of midrash shakat tirchak is only like in a monetary zach. In other words, if you say something between yourself, "I'm going to eat an egg. I'm going to eat an egg now." Then he's, "I'm not eating egg." I ate an egg, and you never ate an egg. Well, you're not like midrash shakat tirchak.
But if somebody asks you something,
and you say a lie.
And you say a lie. That's not
according to most shitas.
Right. Right.
It's wrong. You learn the Messias Yisharim, you learn the Rabbeinu Yoina, right? Because Kat Shakranim is not Makal Pnei Ashchina. Those guys are in it. But he didn't know even Midrash Shaka Tirchak. Yeah. Pinus? Yes? Oh, the Svar of the Ramban? No. It's not Al Tisa Chavtze. He says there's a new, that the Ramban's whole sheet is, there's two kinds of Nedarim. There's the Neder in Parshas Matos, which is Isra Chavtze. That's the one, because it says in the Parsha here, Lesser Israel Nafshay. And that Pasuk of Moitzos Sasecha is in Kiseitze, is an Andre Min Neder. That there's another Neder of Nidre Loses Lakel. And that's another kind of Neder. So Memel, that, and that has its own love. That's the Pshat of the Ramban.
So that's any mitzvah.
According to
because if I'm saying I'm going to learn, right? That's
yeah.
I'm doing
so.
In other words,
so right. According
that's to like that's me.
Right. I'm not, according to Ramban, it's no shaychis, it's no neder, it's nothing.
Right.
Maybe midrash kabbal, like the goin. But the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't hold like that, Ramban. The Torah holds that it's a neder gomer mamish. That's what Lashon. It's a neder gomer.
It has nothing to do with anyone else.
Right. It's just any mitzvah. That is right.
And
Kabbal is already a neder gomer. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's just an essay. I very possibly said at that time, it's true. The Ramban asked Akasha in Matos that how is Hare Alai Korban Iser Cheftza? And he answers two answers. One answer is Shibud Nechas.
Right. So yeah. Then, this kind of
then it sounds like he's saying that even the nether.
Promised to give a gift, there's a Shibud.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true what you're saying. That then it comes out that even like the mashal by tzedakah, the pshat is because there's shiba nechassim for tzedakah. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Probably it's still not a real itzecheft, you know, because I'm saying the ikar is a chiv that I have to give tzedakah. It has in it a little bit of a cheft in there, but it wouldn't be mamish iser cheftza, which is like an iser, you know, an iser cheftza. This is like a mitzvah, which is also has shtikol cheftza in it. So yeah, so that's fine. So that's the first three shittas on saying you're going to do a mitzvah. Now we're going to move over to if the person was mekabel in his heart. Now before we get into details of that, I want to say a very important Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, when we say about being mekabel things in your heart, that does not mean daitoy lasoy soyso. It does not mean that I'm planning to do it. It means that I mekabel it in my heart. Now in the Chassam Sofer, it's a little more musbari, says it means like this, that the person has to think in his head, I want to make a Kabbalah here. I want this to make a chiv on me. Okay. You know, that's what it means. But if the guy, like people all the time, are thinking things they're going to do, right? Even if the guy really wants to do it, it doesn't mean half-heartedly, totally. The guy says, I'm going to go to the base of Medrash, right? And he thinks that in his head. It's garnished. That's not a Kabbalah. The guy has to think in his head for a Kabbalah that I'm making a Kabbalah, right? I'm making a Chiv. That's what we're talking. So now the child's, could you do that in your lave, or does it work or does it not work? So now the ikur, it starts off is in Hilchas Tainis. Because there's a din that if in order to make a Tainis, you have to make a Kabbalah from Mincha. You're supposed to do it by Mincha the day before the Tainis. So it says in the tour in Hilchas Tainis, in Sim Tav Kuf Samach Gimel, that Rabbi Natam Paskind, that is good enough to do it in your heart by mincha. You don't have to do it by words. And this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is brought down in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Dalid. And Rabbeinu Tam tells too, he says, just like we know that there's a Gemara in Shavuos and Chavav, the Gemara says over there, Kol Nediv Lev Oiles, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that if a person in his heart, he's Menadiv, Hare Alay Oila, so it's considered a neder. So too, a tainis also, kol nediv lev, if you're menadev in your heart to do a tainis, it also works. That's the rush. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the rush in tainis, in the first perek, brings down this whole shmooze of Rabbeinu Tam and all that. And he says, I mean, the pasuk is really talking about a case of oila. Calling the Dibalev Oilers. So he says, yeah, but the pshat is that Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's a right that every netter works in your heart. Every netter, because this is a netter, that's a netter, it's already a rule on Kol HaNedar. we have a klal in Shmuel. Gomar b'liboy tzarich loitzi b'sfasav. Amar Shmuel, gomar b'liboy tzarich loitzi b'sfasav. That's a shvuah. A shvuah needs fasach. But a neder is late. Okay.
We're talking about Nidri Mitzvah and Nidri Yisur, or just Nidri Mitzvah?
Oh, well, that you're going to soon see. Okay? So far, if you just hear those words, it gives you the impression that Rav Natan just said the whole Nidorim, any Neder is Balik. Comes along the Taz, and he says, what's going on? I know that there's a Mefersh at Tshuvas HaRosh, which is brought in Turuch Hashem Mishpat, and the Turuch passings like his father, that there was a guy who bought a field, and he had in his mind that I'm donating this field to tzedakah. Okay, that's what he had in mind. So the Rosh said, you didn't say it. It says, kol nadiv lev, that's for oila, that's for kachim. This is just tzedakah, it's nothing. So he says, l'chayr big stira between kasha tura tura rosh al rosh. Because here, the Tur and the Rosh are both saying that it's good enough belay for a tinus. And now, the Tur and the Rosh are both paskening that if he had in his lay for tzedakah, it's garnished because it's chulin.
Tinus is like a carbon.
And for the Taz, maybe Rabbeinu Tam really meant that every netter is belay. It could be. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam personally did hold that. But we don't hold like him. And the Torah and the Rosh didn't hold like him that far. They only held of him by a tinus. Because a tinus is ken carbon. Because, yeah, right, the side of this page it says, because when you say, Yehi Ratzoyin Sheyei Chel B'Vidomi Animat Ki'ilui Crafty Carbon. So Mimele, we only go with Rabbeinu Tam for carbon. The rest we don't pass. So bottom line, okay, that's what the Taz says. And the Nisiv Chaim on the page, that's the Karban Nisanel, he says, I think Rabbeinu Tam himself only meant that too. And he didn't mean, when he said the word netter, he didn't mean every netter. He meant this netter of a tinus. Okay, so.
According to some cycle that's Mir's Das, so this is Mir's Das within himself. If I stuck up, you have to be Mir's Das between the Kabbalah Moss.
Not to make yourself chayiv in the tzedakah. You just want to be makabel that you're going to give tzedakah. You can do it. You don't need
to. Really serious. You tell the person that.
Well, maybe he's not here. Yeah, I'm saying the din is still even if okay. So far, what did I come out so far like this? That the paiskim over there, the gra also, they all write this, that the Rosh and Tur clearly hold that it's a miyuchid thing for a tinus only. Only for a tinus, there's a special din that if you're makabel b'lev, it works because of the pasuk called div lev oilois, and this is like a oil. But everything else doesn't work, even tzedakah. So according to the Rosh, he paskins that let's say a guy was makabel in his heart again. Some people get very worried, like that they see a poor guy, and they weren't going to give him tzedakah, right? Or that he's going around. And they like start trying to get out the money, and then the guy's gone, oh yeah, I made a neder. It's garnished. Because the guy didn't make a Kabbalah in his lave.
The giver.
He wants to give him tzedakah. That's nothing. That's the Yener Mogen Avram. You have to make a Kabbalah in your heart that I'm being Makabbalah myself that I'm gonna give tzedakah or something. That would be a problem. But if he just wants to give tzedakah, it's nothing.
So you have to chase him down.
You don't have to chase him. I mean, you want to give him tzedakah because it's date, but great, you got a mitzvah, but you're not mechuyav al neder. Okay, but if you said it, then you're in trouble. That's a famous story from Rav Chaim. A whole thing, there was an ani, came to the door, and he asked for tzedakah. Rav Chaim says, wait a minute, I'll give you tzedakah. And then he went back, and he didn't have his money, and he only had like a locked thing. And he was afraid the guy's going to run, so he took an axe, and he like chopped the whole thing to get out the money, and still the guy left already. Rav Chaim was like trembling with a nether. He said he's going to give him, and he ran all over. I don't know the end of the story. Anyways, but that's because he said it. But if he just thought it, it's not anything unless he made a Kabbalah belief. But Lemaise, not everyone agrees like the Rosh, and the Tur already brings down. Well, I'm not sure Tur Shulchan Aruch for sure brings down two dais. by tzedakah. The more, who's the other Deah? I don't know all the Rishayim, but one of them is Rashi. The Mordechai in Baba Basra, in the end of the first perek, brings down the name of Rashi, that Rashi was asked, if a person was mekabel tzedakah in his heart, does he have to keep it? And Rashi said, tzedakah is also like nedarim and nedavos. Okay, I was not able to find the Chazal or which thing Rashi got that from. That tzedakah is like nedarim and nedavos, but Rashi said that tzedakah is also like nedarim and nedavos. And memela, even that's also included in the divrei ba'ilos. And lamaise, the Ramah in Yoyredeya, in Hilchas Tzedakah, in Simen Nun Ches, brings down, some say that a Kabbalah and Tzedakah is a Neder, like Rashi. Some say it isn't, like the Rosh, and you should be Machmer for Rashi. However, in Choshen Mishpat, over there, again the Ramah, in Reshiyat Beis, brings both Deis, and he goes, be Makel that it's not a Neder. What's going on over here? Zokter B'Kive Eger, in Hilchas Tzedakah, B'Shem, the Chuvus V'Sheva Koyin, that the answer is, in your day, you're talking about Isser V'Heter, you're talking about Isurim, so we say Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra. So we tell the Yid, Reb Yid, be Machmer, that if you made a Kabbalah B'Lev, you should do it. In Choshe Mishpat, you're in a Bezdin. You're in a court, yeah? So the Bezdin has to be Makel on the guy, and say, we can't make you give the money. So, Bikitzer, the Bezdin can't make it, force him, can't make a kfi on him to take out his money, but he should be Machmer. It's a Sofik. Okay, so far, how far did we get over here? That a Kabbalah for a tainis in your heart is very good. La locha. Tzedakah B'Lev is already a Machlekes Rishayinim. Okay. Now, how about any other mitzvah? Okay, now we're getting to steep things already. Till now, everything is pretty much in Rishayinim, Beferish. It's not so complicated. How about a person was mekabel in his heart, he's going to learn. He's going to do Achmas Torchim, like, I don't know, any mitzvah you want. Is there such a thing in the world as a Kabbalah B'Lev on Stavah Mitzvah? So if you go through Shulchan Aruch regular, zero, it's zikr not. V'haraya, already by tzedakah is a shayna shayla. And why? Is it like a nidiv levayelis or isn't it? Stama mitzvah mehechitesi. But there's a place where you see that yidn seem to be chayshish for any mitzvah. And that is what you say, hatar sedarim erev Rosh Hashanah. That you say I'm being matir neder on all haskomis the kabbalas b'lev. Okay, unless maybe you could madchik, then it means for tzedakah. I guess you could maybe say you're only meant tzedakah. However, in the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, in Yoyredeya, in Simon Reish Chav Beis, he makes a big thing out of this. He says this is a mekoyer that we're a machmer. That any mitzvah that your makabel believe is a neder. And he says, Arai for Antar Sandar. And what does he want to explain with that? He wants to explain with that the Tshuvas HaRashba brings down in the name of the Go'inim, the Rashba is in Chel Gimel, Simen Shen Lamed Aleph, that a person was sleeping, this person was dreaming, and he dreams in his dream that he made a neder. Okay, and he wakes up, and the Goyim said, "If you had such a dream, you better make Ataras Nedarim on your neder." So, frek the Chassam Sefer Tzvei Kashis. Erstins Divrei Chalemus is garnished. Lo Yimalim Lo Yimarid. Tzveitins, even if you would take it serious, but the din is that you have to talk by a neder. He wasn't talking; he was just dreaming.
He was talking in his dream.
Well, he still didn't talk. Yeah. So Zok the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer must be the Tshuvas HaRashba meant that the man dreamt a mitzvah. That he made a neder, he'll do a mitzvah. Okay. Now there's a Gemara that says, Ein marin lo'odom b'chaloim ela mashahir b'liva b'yeh. What you dream at night is what you were thinking in the day. So we're machmir that must be you thought this netter in the day.
Even though he doesn't,
that's a big chiddush.
Right.
He doesn't remember thinking about that in the day.
Right.
I know. To me, it's a chiddush that you should be machmir this. This is how he explains it. I don't know. He says, well, it's a right. He must have been thinking about it. I don't know. So, because, you know, it's a bigger, but a Kabbalah also I made. Mamash, a Kabbalah I made in my heart. I thought about it. It's nothing. Okay, I don't know. Al Kopanim, Zokta Chsam Sefer, and where does it say that if you make a Kabbalah on a mitzvah, it's a neder? In Hataras Nedar. In Hataras Nedar. So you see that we're mach. Haskama of Kabbalah believe. Well, but that's what he's taking out of the Hataras Nedar. From the Nusach. He says, so where do we get it from? But where is the Nusach? Where's the Makar? He says, call Nadiv Levi Lois. That's an Ayla. Okay, that's all he says. So I'm trying to figure out, what is he saying? How does he get from an Ayla all the way to every mitzvah? But then I saw the other tshuva. I started getting round from one tshuva to the other tshuva. In Chelik Beis, Evan Hoezer, Chassam Sefer has another tshuva. I think it's Kuf Beis. Be sure. No, Kuf Aleph. He says like this. He says the same shtickle again. And he says like this. We know that when it says in Chazal, Beficha Zut Daka, the Chazal say, right, Beficha Zut Daka, so it's a mitzvah to keep your peh, comes the Ran in the Darm Davches, and he says, V'hu Adin Kol Mitzvah. Because the Ran says, we had that Ran, that it's going on in Gemara, that he said, I'm going to wake up early to learn. Why do you have to keep it? So the Ram says, "Meficha zut tzedaka bua din kol mitzvah." Ezoi bazoi, we know that in the Yoridea it says that if you have believe to do tzedaka, it works. So that's also hua din kol mitzvah. Just like over there, it's hua din kol mitzvah. Here, it's also hua din kol mitzvah. That's what he says. Okay, yeah. That's tzarchi and gadol. That's sushta. Because by beficha, the word in the Chumash is beficha. What you say, you should do. So, Zakhtaran, it says in the Gemara that it's tzedakah. Zakhtaran, davke tzedakah, who's stating beficha tzedakah? I mean, it could have been anything. So, taka, it's huadin anything. But over here, we know where it is. It says kol nadiv levailas, it has to be an oila. It doesn't say open word, it says a oila. So, fine, we kvetch in there. Alpinus is like a oila. And then Rashi in this tshuva said, tzedakah is like a oila. Ad kamvis ulay. How are you going to pack in every mitzvah? So, I don't have anything very good to say. I just imagine that what the Chassam Sefer is saying is, and how did you get tzedakah to be a oila either? So, the only thing that's special about tzedakah is that you're doing it for Hashem. It's not for yourself. It's for Hashem. So memela, if tzedakah gets in there, every mitzvah gets in there. I don't know. I don't have anything better to say. I don't know what else. But anyways, the main point is the Chassam Sofer was mechadish this thing that any kabbalah of a mitzvah, whatever it is, any mitzvah in the whole Torah, Kabbalah Belev is Chayev Midin Neder. Okay? And then I saw the Chassam Sefer takes this very, very serious in a few tshuvas. And he says if somebody is Mekabal a mitzvah Belev, it's a Neder Gomer, and he's over Bal Yachel. And he uses it in a whole bunch of tshuvas. I say two of them. He has one in Oyer Chaim Kuf Memhei. He says if anybody is Mechal Yom Tov Sheni, he is going to get an Issa Deraisa of Bal Yachal Dvar. That's what he says. He says, why? Because now Chazal already made this mitzvah of Yom Tov Sheni, and Klal Yisrael is mekabel to keep Chazal. So that's a Kabbalah Lidvar mitzvah. And Memeila, they're going to get Bal Yachol Devorai, because it's part of Beficha Zutzdaka, and even Balev. That's one.
So now Malacha becomes a Deraisa.
So every Malacha is going to be over a Deraisa. And he says, so then we should say that any kind you have like a suffix, and it should be like a suffix deraisa. So he says, no, because the pshat is we are mekabel it as a drabanan. So we only mekabel to do whatever a drabanan would do. That's what he says there. Then he has another tshuva in Yeridea, in Siman Kuf Zayin, where this person asked him, are you allowed to be Samech on this Radvaz? He said he was in a Sephardi Kehila. And over there, they used to drink milk, that Goyim milk. And they said, because the Radvaz says that the whole thing in the Gemara is because they used to mix in different animals. But the Radvaz says that's only in a Makom D'Shchiach. But in a Makom where this is not done, it doesn't apply. The Muslims don't do it? Okay. So anyway, so he wanted to know, could he be Samech on that? So the Chassam Sefer goes through a whole long shtickle, and he says that Ashkenazim don't go with that, and the Ashkenazim passing with a tshuva of a Rashi and another, and by us, it's us or government to do that. And he says, and even if the halacha is taka klapi shmai like the Radvaz, but if you were mekabel in your city to keep this shita, so then it's seifko seif a dvar mitzvah, because you're making a precious in order to keep to be machmer on a mitzvah. So then it's a bal yachal anyways for you to drink that milk, and even if you buy the Sfardim, they could do it fine. They hold the Radvaz. For you, it's bal yachal. So he goes again with his Bal Yachal, that every single Kabbalah of any mitzvah, Shayiyah, even now we see a whole nother level, even if it's not a Deraisa that you're being Makabal. You're being Makabal a Syog, a Precious, a this, it turns into Bal Yachal.
And it's even more, it's Kabbalah
de Acher. Yeah, meaning because I'm just accepting what the Chachamim told me to be Makabal. Even that he puts into. Okay, so that's his shita. That's he's like the big Manda Omar on this shita. He got it. He says you see it from Ataras Nedarim, and you have to put all mitzvahs into Kol Nedib Levoyles. Okay, so that. But as I said before, the Goyin says Beferish Nisht. He says the only thing which is maybe Kabbalah Belev is a tainis or tzedakah le'eza poiskim. And he says beferish, because tzedakah is like hekdesh. He does bring al shtikl maramakam. He says, where do you find that tzedakah is like a hekdesh? Because if you look in your day, Rishon Ches Sif Aleph, it says, bizman hazeh, a person should be careful to say harei zeh li tzedakah, not to use expression harei zeh lehekdesh. Mikol makim, im Omar Hareza Lehekdish, it's tzedakah. So the Gra says, you see from there that the word hekdish could be used for tzedakah, and the Gra brings a marmokum from a story in Tainus and Chavdalid. What happened over there? I forgot the name of the Amoyer. He was a Gabay tzedakah, and he was collecting. He was a Gavi Tzedakah. He used to give all his money to Tzedakah, right? So there was, so his own daughter was a Kala. So he had stuff for his daughter, and then he sees the Gavi Tzedakah, so he's running over to him. No, who are you collecting for? The guy didn't want to say, because he knows what's going to happen. So he forced him, as much be, and he says, who are you collecting for? He says, I'm collecting for your plating. He says, here's everything, right? So then he came home, and he had like two wheats, two barley. I forgot what it says there, like garnished. So he stuck it in some storage room, right? So his daughter says, "Nu, Tati, what do you have for me?" She goes, "Whatever I have, I put in the storage room," right? So she comes into the storage room, and a nace happened, the thing was full with wheat. So she goes to her father, Tata, look what you have here. So he opens the door, right? Taka, hare kule hekdish. Yeah? Ve'ein lecha yoysi mikol ha'anim shem Yisrael. Right? Right? That's what he said. So the guy said, he said hekdish. Why did he say hekdish? There's a raya that the word hekdish means tzedakah. Yeah, that's the Goyim's raya. So when Al-Kaponim, so the Goyim says that's why tzedakah, and he says, even tzedakah harvi paiskimara, but not more than that. So that's the Goyim, and all in Shulchan Aruch, nobody says this big chumrah of the Chassam Sefer, that any mitzvah, but Chassam Sefer, okay. More or less, he is saying that, right? That it's anything to Hashem, any mitzvah to Hashem is included.
No, the lev is like a gibbon.
Well, but I'm saying even he knows. It says in Shulchan Aruch Beferish that a regular neder or a regular shvua is only b'dibur, not b'lev. It can't be
right, but
for mitzvahs. All right. I mean, more or less, right? Mitzvahs. Fine. Okay. So now we just finished. Yes. What? That's the end of the story in the Gemara. Yeah. Don't worry, you have a father like that, you'll be in good shape. Well, don't worry, the Rebbe Shlomo's on his side. Yeah.
So this is only by
he said she could get like all the anim. He said, you're the same as all the anim. Yeah.
Is this only talking, the whole shmuz is about Kabbalah belay, not Stam Hira belay?
All this is Kabbalah belay. Kabbalah belay. Here is nothing. Okay, so now we just finished the second part. Kabbalah believes three levels, tainis for sure, tzedakah machlekes, we should be machmer, and other mitzvahs, you have the chassam seif. Okay, now, we go on to the next. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch, it's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Dart, on Daf Tesvav, do we ever find Bal Yachal Derabbanan? Is there any case of Bayach Derbana? Really, real Bayach is in the rice, Bayach Devar, the parashah. Is there such a thing as Bayach Derbana? So the question in there is, because it says, if somebody is noyheg, a dover that's really mutter, the nohagu by iser, do not matter such a thing befun of, shenemar lo yachal devar. So here we have this thing that if you are noyeg, something which is really mutter, and you are noyeg to be usher, it's a drabon lo yachal dvaroi. Okay? And that's a whole main part of the simin. Reish Yadalin in Yerdea brings this gemar. So it gives some examples. Not three times. That's the next part. After three times. Now we're just by one time. So now I'll say over the Shulchan Aruch how he says the examples. He says, Lamosh. Let's say you're noyeg to fast a certain amount of days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Another example. Let's say you're noyeg not to eat fleishigs from Rosh Chodesh Av. Right? You know, Sephardim don't really do that. But if you know you get. Or let's say you're noyeg that you're not going to eat fleishigs from Shiva Aser B'Tamos. And you had in mind that you're going to keep this up. In other words, you had in mind, you're not just doing it this time, you're just going to start doing this as a steady minik. So now, it's le'achol dvar midrabanan, because you started being knowing this thing, with intention in your mind, that you're going to keep this lo'ilam, now it's le'achol dvar midrabanan. Yeah. So... What do you mean by, oh, you mean when Mashiach comes, Avada, you're going to, yeah, I guess he means as long as the situation works. Yeah, right, that's a good point. Yeah, you're going to have to say, right, he means as long as the situation is like that. So, comes along a few Achrayim, let's say, Beroshim, the Marsham, in Das Torah, in Yerideas, in Mechav Gimel, he says, I don't understand, this Sif, this whole Gemara is straight connected to the Chassam Sefer. Because I thought the Chassam Sefer said that any Kabbalah that you do in your heart, even if you weren't Noigit, even if you were not Noigit, is a Daraisa, Layachal Devaroi, everything And here you see that this person is more than that. Not only did he have in his mind that he's going to do it lo ilam, he even started doing it, and it's only the rabbanon. So Mameli Dingzach, he says, even if we're going to be mekabel the Dibri Hacham Sofer, I'm making a limit on it. It's only if the person was mekabel a real mitzvah. Like Lamosha is mekabel, he's going to learn at 6 o'clock in the morning, he's going to do chesed, tzedakah, I don't know, whatever mitzvah you want to say. But if it's a real mitzvah, that's the maximum you could put into the nether. But now, stamzach, and you're not going to eat fleishigs from Shiva Sabbatamuz, you're going to fast, no way, that's too far. But Lamaisa, even though he said that, Chassam Sofer doesn't agree with him. And the Dastar says, I know Chassam Sofer doesn't agree with me, because the Chassam Sofer stuck into there, the guy who's machmer on the Chol of Akum, and he's stuck into their Yom Tov Sheni, all kinds of things which are not mitzvahs in the Torah. But he says it's impossible. Then the whole simin Reish Dalet is out the window. So what's the answer for the Chassam Sofer? I'm going to say an answer that I believe is the correct answer. That the Magen Avraham anyways has a kasha on simin Reish Dalet. The Magen Avraham in simin Tav Kuf Samech Beis Sifkat Yud Aleph, he asked Akasha on the Shulchan Aruch. What was example in the Shulchan Aruch? That the person used to fast a certain amount of the days of Asher Esrei Tshuva. I thought that's Kabbalah Belev, a Tainus. Everyone agrees, Kabbalah Belev on a Tainus. So why are you putting it in a Drabbanan? It's a real Kabbalah Belev. Zokten Regen Avraham, that's what I told you, that you only are called a Kabbalah Belev if you thought in your head you're Mekabel. And this person didn't think in his head, I'm Mekabel. He just planned out that he's going to do this minik. So Memela, there's no Kabbalah. So that is for sure what the Chassam Sofer is going to tell you. He's going to say, you're making a mistake. Oh, so the Rabbanah made this new thing that if you do it, there's this new thing in the Rabbanah that if you do the minig, right, and with in mind, and you had in mind, you're going to keep on doing it, it's a Rabbanah. Why isn't it a Rabbanah? I said that fine line, because you didn't make a Kabbalah out of it. You just planned it. You're to Shem. I'm going to do this every year. You ask a guy, are you going to do this next year? It's a Shem. There's Nishkin Kabbalah yet. So then, it's only a Rabbanah. That's the whole thing. According to Chassam Sofer, it's that little difference. If the person thinks his head, like the Chassam Sofer gives, he says, the person's thinking, instead of that I'm going to say the neder with my mouth, I'm making the neder on me believe. That's a kabbal. Then it's a deraisa and all that.
Because
your kavan is like mamish to make a neder in your heart. In your heart, yeah.
It's not a fleeting thought.
Exactly. But if you just plan, then it's all, if you plan, it's garnished. But if you plan it, and you do it one time with that plan, it's a derbanan lo yachol. Okay, so that's the two ways to learn simin reish yadal. Either like the Das Torah, like the Marsham, if it's not a real mitzvah, it's always a derbanan. And how does this derbanan work? That you do it with the mind that you're going to keep it loyal. According to Chassam Sofer, even anything could, if it was a Kabbalah, it would be a deraisa. But if you just do it with a plan, then it's a derabbanan.
Not even delicious.
Not
even delicious.
If he made a Kabbalah?
Not
yeah, so it says in the Chassam Sofer, bein to do, and bein lipricious. But when he says his example of not eating the milk, so he says, it doesn't matter, it's called a neder when you're going to do, or a neder if you won't. Right. Right. So then it won't be. Oh, so you see, that's called the ma'isa. You mean when is it doing the? When's it called the ma'isa? You mean what's time? What the Shulchan Aruch says if he was noyeg, how do you know he was noyeg? Maybe they just didn't serve it. I don't know. I it's a good question. You mean like how do you know that you were noyeg that you didn't eat fleishigs? Like, how did you? Maybe you just didn't have.
It's
I guess
it's
what if you know, you yeah. know that you right. didn't do it.
Why you didn't do it?
I guess. I don't know. They just talk exactly how. Fine. So al kaponim, that is simin reish yadav. Okay. Now comes. We have two things left. What's this thing about the nohagti shalosh pa'amim that you say in the. In the, you know, in the Hataras and the Dorim over there, doing the mitzvah three times. What's that? So the Chuvas Imer Yosher, Chelik Beis, Simen Kufla Mirvav, explains that the Iker Nekuda of this is a takeoff of Simen Reish Yadalet. The Hainu, the real Simen Reish Yadalet is that if you do it even one time and you plan that you're going to keep on doing it, that's the real din that it says in Dorm Daf Tesvav is it the Rabbanan. The Inni of the three times is a Zach that I don't know who started this thing. He doesn't say who's the one who made it. That we're like afraid. You did three times. Nistama, one of the times you probably were thinking you're going to do it loyal. That's, and he says, Mameli says, so really, let's say you're sure about yourself and you know that every time that you did it, you had in mind you're not doing it loyalam. It's not a problem, really. It's only that if you're like not sure, you just know you did it already a few times. You did it three times. Shane, you're doing it three times. It looks like you're already doing it a lot. You have to worry that maybe you had in your mind your plan is for this. You don't need the Kabbalah by the right by the when you're noyig. Then we just went through that. Then the Rambam explained that even if you have in mind that you're planning to it, so you did it three times. It's very shaykh that you had in your mind that you're planning to do it. So that's the reason of the three times. Okay.
But it didn't have.
This din, the Rabbanan is even without Kabbalah. That's how the
Rabbanan
even by
three times without
even one time. If let's say you do
planning.
With planning, right?
Without planning,
three times were chayshish. That maybe you were thinking right. by.
Some of the Rabbanan, isn't it?
Yeah, here. I don't know if it's maybe it really is a Savik Durabonim, but you want to have a Tarsa Dharm on a Savik Durabonim. You don't want to get involved in it, you know. Yeah. Okay, now comes the last part. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this. It's a real geschmacka part, but we'll see what we could say. The thing is like this. Family Minhagim. Okay? So where's the Makur of Family Minhagim? Psachim Nunamid Beis. Bnei Beisha. There was these people that lived in Beishan, and they had a minug that they, on Fridays, we don't go from Tzur to Tzidur. Why? Because then we don't have enough time to get ready for Shabbos properly. And there was a market over there. And it was the market day was Fridays. So they didn't want to go anyways, because then you get home late, and then you don't have enough time for Shabbos. So the kinder of the Bnei Beishan came to, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, was it? No, I skipped out the name. I don't know. I think it was Rabbi Yochanan. And they said, what can we do? The Tate could afford it. We can't afford it. Right? We need to go to the market. What should we do? Fine. My father had a nice meaning not to go. But he was able to make ends meet. But we can't afford it. So can we break the meaning? Yeah, okay, but this is going from Tzur to Tzidah, you know, for business, for they right.
Trying to make money.
They're selling, or buying merchandise, nothing to do with Shabbos, right? Business.
Right.
So he told them, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, he said, no, al titoish toiras imech. Sorry, al titoish, your parents made a minig, al titoish toiras imech. Okay, this is the makor of the whole thing about family. So now the child like this. Fregen the Achroinim, a whole lot of Achroinim ask, why didn't he give them an Eitzah? Make Hataras Nedar. Because it says in Simen Reish Yadalet. Oh, okay, very good. Yeah.
Right.
It says in Reish Yadalet, let me just say the question, and then we'll say what you say. It says in Reish Yadalet over there that if you're Noyig, that the whole Simen there, you can make Hataras Nedar, man. So why can't they make Hataras Nedar? So a whole group of Achroinim Divrei Chaim Yeridei Simin Mem Ches, I think it is. Yeah. And the Karban Nisanel right there on the spot in Psachim, the Marash Dam, in Yeridei Simin Mem, they say, you can't make Ataris Nedarim. You didn't even make the Neder. Your father made the Neder. He could make Ataris Nedarim, but he's not alive. Now it's you. You have Al Tita Shtarasi Mecha, doesn't have a Taras Nidarm, does Nishkin Nidarm. You have Al Tita Shtarasi Mecha. So you're stuck. Okay, that's what they all say. Comes along the Pri Chodosh in Simin Tov Tzadivov, where he has a huge Hilchas Minhagim there, you know? So he says, that doesn't sound right to me. He says, the kids are worse than the father himself. The father who made the minig, he can make ataris nedarim, and now the kids can't. Kenish zan. And zakter, it's a mafurish Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi on the Bnei Beishan, the whole shakratayit. It says, why don't we give him an eitz of ataris nedarim? So the Yerushalmi says they didn't make the neder; their father made the neder. But then Yerushalmi says that doesn't make sense. If the father himself can make ataris nedarim, how can the kids be worse than the father? So you see that the maskar of the Yerushalmi is they could make a tarsidak. So he paskins, you could. The shaila is, but how could you? I hear all the good svaris, that how could it be and how could it be? But lamaisa, how could you? How can you make a tarsidar man al titash tarsimecha? I mean, it's not a nether.
And the Bavli is chaluk.
Well, the Baal doesn't talk about the whole thing.
By ending it, it doesn't sound like.
I mean,
undertake it, bar mitzvah, whatever it was, they undertake it. Isn't that, in essence, a kabbalah?
Oh, you mean that they themselves?
Right.
But they're going to still have Al-Ti. Rather that. All right. So I don't know. I could get too much in over here, but what? I'll just say a little. Maybe next time I'll say the rest. It's not kedai to mess up the whole thing. I'll just say over how the Netziv seems to learn it. He says an easy way. He says that you have to say that the pshat is that al titosh toiras imecha means that I'm going to do whatever the Tata did. So Mimela, the Torah says, they're like, don't go different. So in a chanami, by me it's not hatoras nedarim. But the pshat is, my father, he would go to a rav, and if the rav, I mean, you have a bezdin, right, of three, and he would allow him, so I can go and get a hatoras bezdin. It won't be hatoras nedarim. But I don't have to be worse than my father. That's how he explains. And with that, he wants to explain, he has a whole shtickle by Chayim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, that you can't marry two wives. And then he made a few, right? Reina Gershom had a few different ones. A few different, you can't be Megarsh Bal Korche. That's the most famous one. So there's a thing called Heter Meir Rabbanim. Because Reina Gershom said, if 100 Rabbanim give you a Heter, you could do it. So the Meshav Dover holds, he says, my sheet is that the Echirim's over. And now it's just that we have a Minig to keep Reina Gershom's Chayrim. He says, so really, nowadays, you wouldn't call it a heter of the cheirim, but the pshat is, it's my same svara. If you get 100 rabbonim, they can matter the minig, because the minig is to do what my zaydas did. So Mimela, that's how he explains it.
I thought the heter mei rabbonim was built into cheirim.
Yeah, he said it himself.
So that's different because it's built in.
You mean because that's like part of what he said? It's easier. It's more posh. He's saying there's no cheirim left. It's just a minig now. But the minig is always to do what.
But that is part and parcel.
Yeah, I hear. So it can be easier there. Okay, we'll have to stop there, and I'll have to finish up the different time.
Yeah. Was part of the thing.
Okay, I wanted to get to all the geshmaki cases.
Shragi,
Okay.